Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tennis Heads. I am your host, Kirby Martin. Today, we're going to quickly break down both the men's and women's draws for the 2019 Australian Open. It's going to be a super exciting tournament. It's very hot in Australia right now. Only those with amazing fitness need apply for a championship here. So let's go to the top half of the men's draw, the number one seed in the tournament. The Joker, Novak Djokovic. All of what I'm about to tell you is if the seeds hold up. In the second round, Djokovic would have to play Denis Shapovalov. This is a match to watch. I fully expect Djokovic will win the match, but Shapovalov has got all of the tools to become a great player. Brad Gilbert said that about a year ago, that in a couple years, Shapovalov would have the best forehand on the men's tour. So I love watching this kid play, a young Canadian. So watch that match if you get a chance, or highlights of. The winner would have to face the winner of Goffin and Medvedev. Medvedev is in form. Medvedev is a 15 seed. Goffin is a 21 seed. So I fully expect Djokovic to come out of that and to get to the fourth round, which we will discuss in a second. So the other matches in this same quarter as Joker would be, second round matches would be Fabio Fognini versus Karina Busta, and then Cole Schreiber versus Nishikori, which would bring us to Nishikori Fognini. Fully expect Nishikori to win that. So Nishikori would play Djokovic in the fourth round if the seeds hold up. So right below this, we've got Zverev's quarter. Zverev would have to play the winner of Hyung Chung and Milos Raonic in the third round. And in the bottom eighth of that, Borna Coric would have to play Cecchinato from Italy in the second round. Both that match and the Chung Raonic second round matches are scintillating. Oh, by the way, so is Cole Schreiber Nishikori. That would be a potential second round match. I really do expect all the seeds to hold up there. Actually, the one caveat would be Chung. I'm not sure that Raonic is in form right now. I really haven't seen him play much. He hasn't played much recently. But I think Chung is a real force, and I think he's got a really good chance of winning that match. So the third round matches would be Zverev Raonic, Coric Team. And then, of course, Team Zverev, that's anybody's guess. That is that's the most interesting fourth round match, would be Zverev and Team. I think the winner has a shot of beating Joker if Joker advances to the quarters, but that's going to be one to watch for sure. And then Joker would play the winner of that Zverev team match. And then if the seeds hold up, Joker would get to the semis. So now, bottom half of the draw. Marin Cilic is the sixth seed. The other highest seed in this section is Karen Khachanov from Russia. So if they both get to the third round, they would have to play each other. Their opponent would be Tsitsipas, who would have to play Basilashvili in the second round if they both win. Monfils and Federer below them. So then you would have, if the seeds hold up, Cilic versus Khachanov, Tsitsipas versus Federer, and then Cilic versus Federer. All right, so then below this, the bottom quarter, which is Nadal's quarter, we have Kevin Anderson and Grigor Dimitrov would meet in the third round. And Nadal would meet Kyle Edmund in the third round. And then that would leave Nadal versus Kevin Anderson. And then if everybody wins out, semifinal matchup between Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. So it's definitely packed. Murray is in the mix. He's obviously very hurt. He could make a run, depending. All reports are that he's pretty darn hobbled. So I think a healthy Andy Murray we would be talking about as a potential semifinalist. So that's the basic lay of the land. It would be Djokovic, Nishikori, Zverev team up top. And it would be Cilic, Federer, Anderson, Nadal in the bottom half. One giant sleeper match. First round match between Stan Wawrinka and Ernest Gulbis. Obviously, Wawrinka is unseated because he's been hurt and not playing. And another first round match that's super scintillating is Nick Kyrgios versus Milos Raonic. The winner of those two matches play each other, which is absolutely crazy. There is a possibility. I don't think anybody really knows how informed Stan is because he literally hasn't played for many, many months, a year and a half or something, a year and a half. No one knows how powerful he is or what kind of game he can bring to this tournament, but he could potentially, I wouldn't count him out to win the whole thing. I mean, I'm not saying it's a probability. I'm just saying that he's a force and he could beat anybody on any day. So this little section in the top half is super interesting. Wawrinka versus Gulbis plays the winner of Kyrgios Raonic. Any of those guys could make a deep run in the tournament. Obviously, Gulbis is the least likely, although he's still bringing it. But Raonic has got, obviously, amazing serve, big game. When he's on, he's hard to beat. Kyrgios is obviously one of the most talented guys out there. And Wawrinka, one of the big five. So that's a really interesting spot in the draw. A lot of amazing first-round matchups to be had all over the place. All right, so that's the men. Let's click over to the women. Up top, we've got Simona Halep. I think everybody's heard of her. She would have to play Venus in the second round, should Venus and her both win. That's one to watch because you never know what Venus can bring. Interestingly, Halep, as the number one seed, is the odds maker's ninth favorite to win this tournament. So this thing is wide open. A ton of players can win. One of 11 players can finish this tournament number one in the world. I don't think that's ever happened before. I don't think there's been as much parity in the game as there is now, right now on the women's side. So moving further down this quarter, this is Halep's quarter. We've got a potential second round matchup of Carlos Suarez Navarro and Serena Williams. That would bring us to Halep and Serena. And while I want to read these out as the seeds playing out, the 16 next to Serena's name is obviously super misleading. She is the odds maker's favorite to win the tournament. So this fourth round match between Halep and Serena will go a long way in towards determining the champion of the tournament. I'm not saying that the winner of that match will win the tournament, but whoever wins that match has a legitimate shot of winning the tournament. So the bottom half of this quarter has a second round matchup between Kasatkina and Muguruza, Georgi and Pliskova, which would leave us with Pliskova, Kasatkina, and then Pliskova would play the winner of Halep and Serena. The next quarter of the top half, top seed is Naomi Osaka. She would have a potential third round match versus Sevastova. They just played in Auckland. Osaka won. Then below that, we've got Mertens, a potential third round match between Elise Mertens from Belgium and Alina Svitolina. So then that would bring us to Osaka. So the quarters on the top half would be either Halep or Serena versus Pliskova and Osaka versus Svitolina. Bottom half of the women's draw looks like this. Petra Kvitova would have to play Aryna Sabalenka in the third round. That is power. They both have really similar games. They both have similar builds. They both have crazy good forehands, big serves. They're very, very similar in style. That's going to be a really interesting match to watch. Then below that, second round matchup, should they both win their first round, Maria Sharapova, Caroline Wozniacki. Sharapova is the 30th seed. Wozniacki is the 3 seed. Wow. This should be amazing. If the seeds hold up, Wozniacki would play Barty. Then in the fourth round, Kvitova would play Wozniacki. Kvitova is the 8 seed. All right. So below this, we've got potential third round match between Sloane Stephens and Kiki Bertens from Netherlands. Then below that, we've got Julia Gerges would have to play Angelique Kerber in the third round. So then in this bottom half, the fourth round matches would be Kvitova versus Wozniacki and Sloane Stephens versus Angelique Kerber. And then Wozniacki, Kerber in the semis. The other semi would be Osaka versus Serena or Simona. Is really, really interesting. I'm kind of glossing over this in like broad strokes and not really honing in on some of these incredibly juicy first round matches. They're just all over the place. You've got Eugenie Bouchard versus Peng Shui. You've got Daria Kasatkina versus Tamea Bachinski. You've got Konta versus Tomjanovic. Garbiñe Muguruza would have to play Kasatkina in the second round. It'll be really interesting to see how Garbiñe is firing right now. She could be a sleeper. Who knows? She's got a major. She could be a force. Interesting second round matchup, Pliskova-Georgi. Georgi's got a shot there, even though Pliskova is playing really, really well. Victoria Azarenka is not talked about. She's unseeded. She would have to play Laura Sigmund first round, the winner of Sue Shea and Stephanie Vogeli in the second round. So that's it. That's a really interesting matchup. If she advances, she would have to play Osaka second round. I like Osaka in that match, although, Azarenka is one of the toughest players around, even though she's not in form. But 2019 should be a really telling year for Azarenka. Has she been hardcore practicing? Is she back on it? Is she in it to win it? These questions, I don't know if all of them will be answered in this first or second round match, but should she beat Naomi Osaka, I think a lot of those questions will be answered. Another one that has my eye is Zarina Diaz from Kazakhstan versus Aleksandra Krunic from Serbia. Krunic is incredibly slight. She's a string bean. Diaz is a more powerful player. One of the few from Kazakhstan on men's or women's side. So other first round matchups, interesting on the ladies' side, Sloane Stephens versus Taylor Townsend. That should be a battle. I like Sloane Stephens in this, but Taylor Townsend has got a lot of firepower. She's fairly consistent. She's definitely not as consistent as Sloane, but that's a really intriguing matchup for me. Also, Monica Puig versus Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, two big hitters. Alison Risk versus Kiki Bertens. Wow, the winner of those two matches would have to play each other. That's a really tough section for all of those players. Bethany Mack Sands is playing Zoe Hives from Australia, a wild card. It'll be interesting to see what kind of form Bethany is in. And then Donna Vekic versus Kristina Mladenovic, first round match. I mean, this is just a brutal tournament. So that's it for the draws. If I have to make any predictions, if I was forced to, which I don't really want to just because I know I'm going to get it wrong, I would say that it's going to be a Joker-fed final and Joker will win the men's. And I would say that it's going to be, it's really tough. If Serena has to play Osaka in the semifinals, that's just going to be the most interesting match ever, given what happened at the US Open. In my heart of hearts, I would love to see Naomi Osaka win that match and Serena lose gracefully. I would really, really love to see that. Either way, it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Then we've got Wozniacki Kerber. Should they advance? I don't know. Stevens, I think, has a shot at this. Sabalenka, I think, has a shot at this in the bottom half. I definitely wouldn't count Kerber out. I really think it's Wozniacki's to lose, but I think that if Sabalenka's playing well, Sabalenka could beat her. Although I think Wozniacki's playing really well. So I would expect that Wozniacki would have to play either Sloane Stephens or Angelique Kerber. I would give Wozniacki the inside track there, although I think any of the three could make the final. So if I had to bet, I would bet, I don't know. I really don't know. Caroline Wozniacki. I'm just gonna pick it. Steady Eddie. But it's a real toss-up. Given that any one of 11 women can become world number one after this tournament ends, and that the number one seed is the ninth favorite odds makers pick to win this tournament, this is one of the biggest toss-ups I've ever seen in terms of any draw. So it's going to be a really interesting 2019 Australian Open. I'll be back with lightning round coverage of results from the first day of the tournament. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Please get at me with questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Tennis Heads on Twitter, HEADZ, and tennisheads@gmail.com. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends, tell your grandma. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.